Well, we've got to do some kind of a survey to find out what vacant lots are available in Manhattan and if there's some reason that they're not being built on. Obviously, if somebody has a house and they own a lot next to it, they want to have that extra space to have, and that's understandable. But like the other day, we had a rezoning out in the Northview area where the piece of ground, it's hard to do anything with because it's got drainage issues. And I think that's one of the things that workforce housing tax money could go to help facilitate the drainage issues so that they could build on that and get half a dozen or more duplexes or something in the affordable housing realm. There's another project that they're looking at out off a scenic drive, a big apartment complex of affordable, subsidized type housing. But the city wants them to put a street in to connect to a different subdivision that's already there. And if they try to do that, well, it can no longer charge affordable housing rates. And so those are the type of projects where the city can help provide infrastructure that benefits everybody, but facilitates the construction of these affordable housing projects.